You are indeed tuned into CITR 101.9, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto, and this program is called The Burrow. It's on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. This week, joined in the studio, very, very warm studio, by a new, fresh Vancouver band that goes by the name of Tulip. And on the other side of this track, we will be joined in studio by the band. Stay tuned. And you are still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Joined in studio this week by the band Tulip. How's everybody doing?
We're doing pretty good, thank you.
Good.
Yep.
We got all positive messages there. Okay, great. Do you want to quickly just go around a circle, do some introductions, who everybody is, what your role in the band?
My name is Rihanna, and I play guitar.
My name is Emily. I do lead vocals and play guitar and synth in some songs.
My name's John, and I'm playing a bit of bass.
And my name's Anna, and I play the drums.
Okay, great. A bit of bass. Oh, just a bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Gotcha.
Not too over the top.
Okay, great. Okay, relatively new band. No shows yet. But shows upcoming. You want to maybe tell people out there a little bit about the band, how it started, what it is might be brought to mind while listening to the group.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's been almost a year now, 10 or 11 months, I'd say. We all met through working together. I've been playing and writing music for a little while, and just kind of have been walking around with a few song skeletons, so to speak, just kind of looking to fill it out with some flesh, and happened to meet some passionate girls who wanted to start up some music as well. And we just kind of started doing some hourly sessions, seeing where the jams led us. And not long after, a few sounds started taking form. And we actually did play our first show last October with a really awesome, well-known Vancouver band called Sex with Strangers at their album release.
Got
us going. We wrote a few songs from there to have some material to play. And it was a unreal show. It was good. It kind of made us realize, oh, okay, this is happening.
Totally.
Yeah.
Great. One of the worst descriptive terms, but one that I use all the time, and it really means nothing. But it's post-punk music, I guess, is what you would probably put it under.
We saw you wrote that, and we're like, okay, we didn't really know how to genreize our music, if that's a word. But yeah, we were kind of going for maybe a dark, atmospheric, indie, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Post-punk sounds pretty cool. Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah, yeah, and kind of like those gothic roots and stuff. Anyhow, great. And then there are a few shows lined up that you all have coming in the near future.
Yeah, very excited. We just kind of booked three shows out of nowhere, so we're kind of like, oh my goodness, time to get back into the jam space. We have a really exciting show coming up February 9th at the Astoria with supporting a band called Posh Lust. I think this is their second EP, very vibey, minimalistic, kind of synthy, female vocal. I'm a huge fan right now, so I'm very excited to see them live. Opening for that, a band called Devours. I think he's just a solo producer.
Jeff, some
sweet tracks.
He's played here before. Yeah, very, very nice.
Oh,
nice
awesome.
Fellow. Great,
yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah. Yes. So excited to check out these new artists. Vancouver has a lot going on right now. I didn't even know. And then, yeah, last night, we got asked to play at the Rickshaw with a band called Actors, Mezzaluna, and Douse.
Yeah, okay,
so
cool.
Check them out last night. Seems like some very cool, eclectic bands. Very excited to play that one.
Yeah.
And then coming up in March, a show with a few bands put on by Mint Records.
Sweet.
That we haven't fully checked out yet, but
sweet.
Be looking forward to that.
So it's all happening.
It's all happening.
It's
my
all
goodness.
Happening. What a time to be alive, as Drake might say. Am I remembering this right? Did you do the record? You have one track that's up online.
We have one track online.
Is it at the Lido? Did you record that at the Lido?
Malcolm. Jack produced our track in a cute little room behind the Lido. Unfortunately, it's closing down due to they need more bar supply stock.
Oh, really? Okay, interesting.
So got in there for one of his last sessions. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a really fun time. It was like a band boot camp, like learning about just how we perform recording. We just did some like one take tracks on his really old school machine, no chopping up or anything there. So yeah, it turned out really nice. And I think from that track is kind of where it's took us to where we are now.
Cool.
In this room with you and
great.
Yeah.
big
living
things.
The dream.
Big things. Thank you, Meadow.
Cool. So opening up the show was a track from Grimes, a song called Rosa. You brought in a bunch of records today, which is great, that we will be hearing. Any comments, any good? There are some good nuggets about that. You went to high school with Claire.
Yeah, I went to high school with Claire. Well, she was a few years older than me, but her brother was in my grade. So when she kind of took off, I lived in Montreal for a few years. She was there at the same time. I think I probably caught her at some shows. But yeah, kind of got a taste of the music scene that she evolved from during her time in Montreal. Got really into a band called Braids.
Braids.
Yeah.
Tops. I don't know if they're connected with Grimes, but yeah.
Cool.
Cool, amazing musician.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely has made it big. Lots of into the music video as well, Grimes.
Mm-hmm.
Does it videos for most of her songs. More on that later. Anyhow, you have other songs lined up. We're going to start this next set with a Vancouver group called Summering, post-rock group. Members of Summering in a new band.
Okay.
A band called Nothingness.
Have you heard of yes.
Nothingness? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What a great name.
Good name. Yeah. Good album name. I'm questionable as far as band name. Good album name.
I think it's good. You sort of know what you're going for. Like, yeah, I like it.
Nothingness has some people from Summering and some other groups. They're putting out a record in about a week or so. Summering, we're going to hear the band title track, Summering. Also a group that's played here at the station before. Very nice. And then we'll get some more selections from the record collection here.
Sounds good.
You're all listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Borough. Joined in the studio by Tulip.
Thank you. For art's 1 millionth and 53rd birthday, CITR is hosting 24 hours of radio art. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM the 17th of January from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. the 18th to hear a celebration of all that is weird in radio. This year, featuring pieces from Bepi Crespin, Adam Frank, Chrissy P., Duncan Maunder, Hank Bold, Lee Hutzelak, Tobias, S. Asterix, Prophecy Sun, Britt Bachman, Gak, DJ Autonomy, Goulash, Peter Quartermash, Lit Lit Lit, Josh Gabert Doyon, Scant Intone, DJ Farmboy, and Simon Walton.
The Crane Library is looking for student volunteers to record textbooks for those who cannot use print at the university. If you are a UBC student who is computer literate with an ability to read university material aloud and you have a willingness to learn new techniques, we ask for a 2-hour commitment once a week. For additional information and to set up an audition, call 604-822-6114 or email crane.volunteer@ubc.ca.
Still listening to The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. A very bustling nest at the University of British Columbia. And we are here cornered up in a dark, warm fishbowl.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
joined this week by the band Tulip. Everyone hanging in there?
Yo.
Great. Heard a couple of local groups in the last set. Last one was a group called The Pretties, a new record called Soiree, and a song Friendship.
Yep. Shout out to Piers Creamy.
The interesting fact about that is a music video that you were involved in.
Such a fun music video. Yeah, filmed last summer, I think it was, a one take around the block of Astoria, and we all just kind of were like following along, joining in, jumping around, having fun,
throwing confetti,
yeah. Swinging hula hoops.
I'm so short, you can see me in the video.
It reminds me, the Astoria, I think it's Tuesday nights, or I don't know how regular it is, but I've always noticed it on Tuesday nights. There's that group that does fire tossing. Have you ever seen this? It's like in the alley near the Astoria, and they all have like torches and hula hoops that are on fire, and they're like throwing them around and stuff. And then I've seen them like carry a dragon that's on fire and like walk it around.
Oh, that's
circles.
Where my homies left me.
And it seems to be some sort of, maybe monthly, maybe it's a weekly thing, but I've noticed it on Tuesdays. Astoria.
Super fun.
There you go.
Get in there, Em.
Music videos, just something I've been thinking about recently. On a panel for a Canadian music prize called Prism Prize. So it's an annual prize given away to Canadian artists, lots of money and whatever for good music videos and production. But it's nice to like get back into watching music videos, but there are 150 videos in this pool they have to watch. So it's just been kind of inundated with watching music videos, and you mm-hmm. start to notice all of the similar tropes that people use, or like the way stories are told in a music video setting. And certain things just get annoying. Sometimes you still see something where like, oh, that's actually still really, really
sad
interesting,
girl,
really
Mrs.
good.
Mrs. Boy.
But then also like,
he was a skater boy.
The acid trip cartoons, like that's been done so many times before, where like you're just going to have animated imagery that's just going to be kind of randomized into other things.
Yeah.
Like, although it might be interesting and like good artwork, just been done for a long time. Things like that.
I saw a cool one. It was a square pusher one, and because you know you can do the 360 on YouTube
love
and that
360 videos. Actually.
Great. It's great. It's good fun.
There's been a couple on this list, and they don't quite look great yet because they're still really blurry because it like takes so much. I don't know what it would take.
Rendering
a lot
sounds
of,
good.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But you can like go in a circle, and there's so much like possibility for that, for how they film it and what is going on in the background wherever you're looking. But it's really interesting.
Yeah.
But also then the main point of this being that I think music videos, where a lot of things in the quote unquote industry are becoming a little bit outdated or irrelevant to what they used to be, music videos are a thing that are not irrelevant anymore. In fact, they might be more relevant than they ever been because people really like that kind of consumption now.
Yeah.
I'm really happy you brought that up. I personally love music videos, want to get into that industry myself. I just love being able to like watch them, connect with the band more on that level. Even like live set music videos, playing a bit of acoustic things in a park. Yeah, totally. That was our next step, hopefully for the next few months. But I think we're just focusing in on these shows coming up, as I am going away for a few months next year, taking a bit of a hiatus and then coming back and gonna try and get into all that fun stuff.
So plan the 360 Tulip
360 music video. Yeah. Music video.
That'd be great. Okay, cool. Lined up next, I think we have something from Color Book
from Victoria, BC.
Cool.
Band that I was pretty into in the 2008-2009-ish.
One other random comment, coloring books. So there's a new phenomenon of, and I used to think this was silly, but adult coloring books.
Yeah. Meditative.
And that they all, and when I first heard that, I'm like, that's so, like, why? Why do people need that? But I've been thinking about it more recently, and I kind of really want to buy a coloring book. The problem is, I don't want to buy these adult ones that have all these like new age designs that are really complicated and like really tiny. I want like a Looney Tunes coloring book, and that's kind of how I want to
beat the frustration.
We come across one.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking for. It's all I need.
Yeah,
make things simple.
Make Bugs Bunny some weird color.
Simplify things. Okay, but okay, Victoria Band Color Book. That's what we have ready. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9.
I tell her no. Measurements was 36, 25, 34. Yeah, I like the way you brush your hair, and I like those stylish clothes you wear. I like the way the light hit the ice and glare, and I can see you moving way over there. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we'd be willing in the four with the goatee. So why do I live this way? Without no vouchers or no boosters, bringing nothing back. You should feel the impact. Shopping with plastic. When the sky's the limit and them haters can't get past that. Watch me as I gas that 4.6 range. Once again, he paint change. Every time I switch lanes, it feels strange now. Making a living on my brain instead of cane now. I got the title from my mama, put the whip in my own name now. Damn, shit to change now. Running credit checks with no shame now. I feel the fame, come on. I can't complain no more. Shit, I'm the main now. In and out my own time. I'm getting pages out of New Jersey from Courtney B. Telling me about a party up in NYC. And can I make it? Damn right, I'll be on the next flight. Pink ass, first class, sitting next to Vanna White. Come on. If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we'd be willing in the four with the goatees. Oh, how many people strayed out of the flow? Most said that I was a failure, but now the same motherfuckers asking me to do. And I'm yelling, I can't help ya. Yo, Nelly, can we get tickets to the next show?
Hell no. For real? Hey, yo, now that I'm a fly guy, and I fly high, niggas wanna know why. Why I fly by? But yo, it's all good. Range Rover, all wood. Do me like you should, fuck me good, suck me good. We be them stud niggas, wishing you was niggas. Popping like we drug dealers, sipping Chrissy Bud Mackin. Honey in the club, me in the Benz, Icy Chris telling me to leave with you and your friends. So if shorty wanna knock, we knockin' the diss. And if shorty wanna rock, we rockin' the diss. And if shorty wanna pop, we poppin' the Chris. Shorty wanna see the ice, then I ice the wrist. City talk, Nelly listen, Nelly talk, city listen. Wanna fuck fly bitches when I walk. Pay attention, see the ice in the bliss. Niggas stir, know they diss. Honeys look, know they wish. Come on, boo, give me kiss. Come on.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we'd be willing in the four with the goatees. Oh, why do I live this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke a L in the back of the Benzie. Oh, why must I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we'd be willing in the four with the goatees. Oh, why do I live this way?
Hey, must be the money.
If you wanna go and get high with me, smoke a L in the back of the Benzie. Oh, why must I feel this way?
Hey, must be the money. 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 Must be the money.
If you wanna go and take a ride.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa & Company, Banyan Books & Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, you're listening to The Borough on CITR 101.9 FM. It's a classic. I have to say, first time I've gotten Ellie onto the show.
Yes.
And believe it or not, on the 2+ year history of the show, first time Country Grammar made it onto the program.
Fresh
but
vinyl.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is truly a classic and one of the best-selling rap records of all time, as Nelly's Country Grammar, which I just wonder why, what it is about it. But it is really just at a time that it was just working. It's pop and it's hip hop and yeah.
Good looking dude, you know.
Yeah.
Does Nelly wear the Band-Aid on his face?
Nelly, yeah, that was Nelly. Yeah, that was his thing.
There you go. Sponsored by Band-Aid.
Yeah. And then so that was definitely the peak of Nelly. I feel like he fell off a little bit, as a lot of like big hip hop artists do. Hip hop doesn't seem to be a very longevity inducing genre. There's like supernovas, like superstars, and then it kind of fades out in a few years. And Nelly like had that song about grills, and it was just kind of it was pretty entertaining song. I remember talking about music videos. I've seen that music video over 100 times probably. It used to be on MTV in the morning when I would watch it. But very based on like a like trying to set a trend or like follow a trend, whereas Country Grammar, I feel like it's just Nelly. It's just like him doing his thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Back in grade 9, we did a hip-hop dance to Grills.
Oh, okay.
And Emily's got the dance moves, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah. Great. And before Nelly was Color Book, Victoria Band. Any other nuggets about Color Book?
Yeah, I guess they fit in with the likes of Mount Royal. Who else? I had it up earlier. I had a few other relevant bands, but no, just a cool band from my childhood that I wanted to give a shout out to. Don't know where they are now.
If you're listening.
If you're listening.
Hit us up.
Hit me up on Facebook.
There's another thing, big trend within the last couple of days. I try to avoid these things on Facebook. Social media, I have certain views about social media and what it does to us. But anyway, the top 10 teenage albums. Have you all seen this? Okay. And I don't know why, where that came from or who started it, but everybody is doing it. One thing that's bothering me is how it's kind of getting used to push people's agendas, as everything becomes on social media. Like, no matter what the topic is, it ends up being just twisted to be like, oh, well, this is how I'm going to get across this political point or whatever. And I think that this one is misinterpreted what, like, teenage means. People are doing it as in these, like, really adolescent albums that they liked. But really, when you think about when you're a teenager, that goes up until 19. Like, that was already when I was in university and stuff. So if I were to make that list, it would be relatively similar to what I would say now, because it would all be from when I'm like 17, 18. If I were to do 13, 14, it would be all these like goofy things or whatever. But like, but actually teenager goes for a long time. And I think that there's like a misconception of what it means. But
should do an album per year.
How many? Yeah. Yeah.
13,
maybe. 14. Yeah. So that'd be a little more.
Top 7.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Did Country Grammar make your list, Bud?
No, but what would have is Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah,
that would be up there.
And the album cover as well, just like shattered glass, bullet holes and stuff.
Yes, fun fact, my uncle worked on that album. My uncle plays piano and plays piano on like Many Men and some other songs like that. Anyhow, my claim to fame.
That's great.
Yes, some of the great mid-2000s hip-hop classics. Going to move on to something quite different, though. Posh Lost.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I believe this next track called In Berlin is off of their newest little EP there, and we are just so obsessed with it. We have our own little dance parties to it, so we're so excited to see it live. Astoria, February 9th.
How come I'm never invited to these dance parties? Am I not a good enough dancer or something?
Your Sorry, moves.
John. I'm too good.
You ticked your moves.
Gotta become a better dancer.
Yeah, I try.
Okay. And so this is a local group, so I hadn't heard of this group, but it seems intriguing. Do you know any history, other bands they might have played in, anything like that?
Any other bands that played with them?
Or that they might have been involved with before this?
Not at all. Like, this is all fresh to me as well, mm-hmm. which is why it's exciting, I guess. So cool. I feel like they deserve a lot of recognition because they're amazing.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay. So this is from an EP or cassette called In the Bottom of a Lake by Posh Lost. And this song is In Berlin here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM.
We die. del stesso dia. Quando eravamo chicos, amore era lindo cadere insieme a me. Curi tu, moga tu, a mano te oiga, il ritmo non chiede a chi. Digo yo, curi tu, moga tu, a mano te oiga, lo mejor de vivir. De cuando dices.
Jungle Cathedral by Animal Bodies, local Vancouver industrial noise music, playing a corner of the Red Gate. I know that much. Any other comments about Jungle Cathedral?
Just in general, I used to listen to them. Well, I mean, I've listened to them a lot over the years, and I really like their music.
Yeah. Friends of the show, they came on the show about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Animal Bodies did. Good people. Before that, we heard Making Movies, and then everything else is in Spanish. Any comments about this or what?
Yeah, I think they're like from Kansas City or something, and like the heritage is Panamanian. And there's a Mexican dude in there as well. But it's really cool, just like grooves, like Latin sort of grooves mixed with that poppy, rocky sort of sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I think it's a cool mixture.
Sweet. Cool. So not much time left. I've been joined this week in studio by a band called Tulip. How's everyone feeling? How do you feel about that?
Really great.
Survived? Okay.
Thank you so much.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming on. Got a few shows in the near future, so everyone out there, all the mass listenership, keep your eye out for the Tulip shows in the near future. And to close things out this week, we'll hear the one song that right now people can find.
Yes.
Called
Love
Meadow.
You, Lubes.
Is there another way that people can contact you, or that should they contact you through an email or
on the Facebook?
I think there's like, hopefully the contact goes through our Bandcamp there. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get the Vancouver Tulip. I think there's a one in the States there.
Yeah.
But also just, Facebook, Instagram, Tulip Band.
Shout out to the baked potato guy. Also shout outs to Trap Shack Deluxe.
Okay.
Yep. That's just all. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Midnight Cowboy.
Great. So this is Meadow by Tulip. Jade is up next with a little bit of soul, as always. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks, Andy.
Bye-bye.
No problem. Thanks for coming by. Thank you.
It's just a little bit past 4 o'clock, meaning that Little Bit of Soul is jumping on the airwaves here at CITR. Thanks for joining me, Jade, today. Even though it's kind of moody outside, moody looking, we have a show that's very much up-tempo, which is kind of what we're going for today, bringing you some lovely up-tempo music, upbeat, energized, maybe to give you something energetic rather than some more cold, gray weather that brings us all a little bit down. Like I said,